Example.
I'm in number 8. What was it again? Number 8?
Number 8 Goose Gate.
Number 8 Goose Gate. I get confused because it's there's like a little myriad of all sorts of different streets. Yes, that's Heathcote Street.
Yes.
Awesome shop. Love the layout. Love the coffee cup seats in the window. Just explain to you, I'm doing media creation in the area, audio and video, for the Hockley Traders, in terms of raising the awareness about Hockley again and the shops and the services that are here. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit why you got started in the shop here in Hockley.
Well, me and my brother, really, from a catering background, we've been working, I'd say, over 10, 12 years in catering. I'm a chef by trade, my brother's front of house manager. I worked abroad, picked up influences from abroad. My brother used to have a shop on this street, so we had an idea and a feel, because it's quite an important lucrative part of Nottingham, really. Bohemian, some people say, it's had its ups and downs, but because it's independent, we wanted to be in an independent area. So I came back from living abroad and we set up, we changed quite a lot of the decor in November, before years been in business. So yeah, it's actually going okay.
Yeah,
we've seen businesses come and go in 4 years, but in general, it's quite positive. The council pedestrianised the street; they finished like a couple of years ago. So we feel it's taking a step in the right direction. Obviously, there's empty units around, but we feel, you know, good times are ahead. Hopefully, if we can collaborate with other traders, which we do on a regular basis, and have regular meetings with the council, we can come up with a plan.
And you're in a particularly strong area anyway, with sort of food and
yeah, we try and local produce where we can. Right. We have a local baker. We try to be a little bit different and offer different, because there is competition from a fish and chip shop just around the corner, Subway right down the road, and Cafe Hockley and Flavour. You know, everybody does a little bit of something different.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have our regulars, do a bit of outdoor catering, so we kind of get by, you know, nice people and everything.
Yeah.
But obviously we'd all prefer the area to move forward. It's what we want, hopefully, with the council.
Yeah.
There's talk of a booklet, an independent booklet, which we, just for this area, which we'd like in like hotels and tourist information, which would be quite nice.
Well, it's the same sort of thing what we're going to be doing in terms of a digital footprint, because a lot of people are on Facebook and Twitter and all these social networks, so they're going to get it.
Yes.
If you could do something, say there was a councillor in here and he said, you know what, we're part of a community project and I'll pull some money together. How do we reignite that soul in this area? Yeah, you know, what would you do if you were given, you know, a blank check, or there is something that you see every day when people walk in and you think, oh, I wish that was different?
Yeah. We have a traders meeting where we've talked about a farmer's market, maybe just outside there, but it's a little bit of a small area. But maybe on a Sunday, for example, you could close this road off and go right down the bottom. You could have local food, produce, people could have rails from Neil, for example, they have their clothing lines going down. We've talked about a big metal sign, Hockley Village, so when you feel like you come into the area, it is something with a sign, the list of businesses.
Right.
In conjunction with the booklet is going ahead, the last I heard. I mean, that would be great. The councillor are proposing to put up some money towards that.
Great.
So there is slow progress. I mean, Caroline's head of these meetings from Pink and Lily, she's done quite well in getting people together. A sign which is in the process, probably take time, and the booklet and the farmer's market, they're the three things. So people feel like they're coming into an area of independence, because a lot of people do like to support independence, but because we're a little bit from the square, and you've got Broadmarsh Centre and Victoria Centre, which have roofs, it keeps people in the weathers.
So maybe navigating some of the footfall down to this.
Yeah, we need signage, because I know there's little signs in the square and around saying Hockley, Lace Market, but that's all it says. There's nothing in the Tourist Information Centre. I mean, it's good what they do, they provide, you know, Robin Hood, you know, they bang on about that, but we need to promote the area.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all got ideas, essentially the same kind of areas, ideas, putting forward to the council. So it's a slow process. But the farmer's market, the sign and the booklet, I think would be a great step forward. Mm-hmm.
And so there's like 3 or 4 buildings down here. What would you, if you could, you know, have businesses move in tomorrow, what sort of businesses would you like
on,
to see?
On the empty
ones? Yeah, what would you like to see?
The one next door to me, to my right, which is number 10, it's been empty for, I'd say, over 5 years. Ice Nine had it as a sales shop before we opened. It's a good question. I'm constantly racking my brains, because I'd love to knock the wall through and have both. because it used to be actually a ladies' boutique. I mean, women like to shop something nice and you know, like a woman's boutique. Obviously, you look down the street, there's quite a few salons, I think it's 4 or 5 salons. Food's well catered for. A couple of the nice clothing stores, Ice Nine, which have been there for like 28 odd years.
Yeah, yeah. Jewelry, which are pretty much the cornerstones of this area, right?
It is. I would say it's a big pull. I would say Broadway Cinema, the Ice Arena, and Ice Nine are big, like, draws. So, yeah, maybe some kind of boutique, something artistic. I mean, there was talk as well, because there's quite a few empty units, because with students, I'm starting to come back now. If they could just set up like a gallery and have like a gallery or an exhibition, and these, I mean, that would like be a draw to bring people down instead of them standing empty. Utilize
them.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's the council. I mean, I've got friends who personally would like businesses down here, but it's the council and the landlords who need to collaborate together to get the rent and rates down.
Maybe 6 months free up front.
Because essentially, it's the rent and rates that are the stinger. I mean, some businesses have. I know a business that's down there, I think they had like 3 or 4 months free. That will be an incentive, because if there is like 2 months work that needs to be done, if you've got 3 or 4 months, there's an incentive.
Well, Chris, I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.